Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and get started. Shorts. My dog got chopped a couple of days ago. My studio puppy, and he's not doing great. So I'm gonna be off work for at least half a day, and then my wife will come home and I'll go to work. So between the two of us, there'll be at least one complete day's work. So he's under my feet right now. He might be making noise at some point. I'll try to filter it out, but that's what's going on. Anyway, Christian Post. Four pro-life protesters found guilty of FACE Act violations in Tennessee. All right. Right. Christian Post. They are not journalists, they're liars. They're just a bunch of liars. They're Christians. They're lying for Jesus. They're Christians, therefore they're hypocrites. And honestly, these are the good ones. The hypocrisy and lies on other Christian sites are worse. So I read a lot of this. I do a lot of journalistic criticism for no good reason. But I see things when I read these news articles that, all the time, when I was doing this sort of thing, I've gotten fired for it in a heartbeat. But there's no one holding them to any journalistic standards. It's just a bunch of Christians saying stuff, you see? And the Christians who read it aren't holding them to any journalistic standards. They don't care. So there are a lot of things in this story that are quite factual, all right? In fact, I would say most, if not all of it, is factual, but they're kind of lying in what they leave out. There's some editorialization in what they report and what they leave out, and it gives a skewed perspective. So, kudos for including a lot of facts. Shame on you for shaping the story in certain ways and leaving out, maybe the most crucial facts. Just be careful. Whenever I am doing an article from a Christian source, I have to do a lot of extra work. I do a lot of work anyway, no matter where I get it from, but I do a lot of extra work hunting down the story because it seems to me that they are in possession of facts that they're not talking about. And so I look at other sources, and usually when I find secular sources, actual news sources, I find all the things they're not talking about. So just beware of that. Christians, you get upset. You should be represented better than this. So I'm going to actually take the story from, let's see, 90.3 WPLN News, Nashville Local News, and NPR station. Now, I know. The kind of Christians that read Christian Post think that NPR is the devil. Just another reason not to trust what you see in Christian papers. But I ended up here because I wanted more in the story. And to be fair, I read a lot of things. But this is a good one, and this is the one that I will link to with this story. I have already taken up the time that I wanted to spend with the short just with this introduction because it just pisses me off. It really does. Protesters convicted for blockading a Mount Juliet abortion clinic. Nowhere in the Christian Post do you get a word like blockading. It's just protesting. It's just protesting. In fact, there's a line over here in the Christian Post. I'm going back between a couple of tabs here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm not going to do this overly long. I thought I had this here. But it talked about the pushback. Yeah, former President Donald Trump recently brought up the DOJ's pursuit of the pro-life protesters in Tennessee, claiming it is evidence of a growing anti-Christian agenda that he said resembles communist regimes of the past. This is a communist state. Sorry about that. Just so you understand, Trump said during a speech at the National Religious Broadcasters 2024, International Christian Media, blah, blah, blah. This is the beginning. Sorry. This is the beginning of a communist state. Whether it's my indictments, Rich, or any one of another thousand things that are going on, he continued, this is the only way they're going to be able to stay in office, because they're running a regime that is so incompetent, nobody's ever seen anything like it. Thanks, Donald. It's a way of demonizing, you know, people who are upholding the law, you know, the DOJ. It's not Biden's DOJ. Let me be clear. It's the DOJ. Okay. There was one other bit that I wanted to get from here. All right. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, slapped charges. You know, that's kind of a derogatory way of even talking about this. They slapped charges against all 11 defendants in October 2022 for allegedly intimidating and interfering. Again, this is technically true. They allegedly did it because they did it. They actually did it. We know what they did. But you know, the Christian Post wants to cast doubt in your mind. They allegedly intimidated and interfered with employees of the clinic and patients who were seeking reproductive health services. Right. So can you give me some details about what they allegedly did? No, they can't. The next paragraph, during the trial, I wasn't even going to read this much from this article. During the trial, Tuesday, attorneys for the defendants maintained that they were exercising their rights to peaceful protest and that Biden's administration was going after people who were simply expressing their beliefs in a nonviolent way. Really? Really? This is how you're going to categorize this, right? No mention of breaking the law. Look, it was a nonviolent protest. It's not like we were shooting people. We shouldn't get in trouble if we're not shooting people, right? I mean, this is how Christians think. Let me lay down some facts for you, Christians and non-Christians alike. You do not actually have unfettered freedom of protest. That does not exist. That is not a thing. So saying, well, I was just protesting peacefully, is not actually an excuse for breaking the law, because we have laws about protests. There are regulations about protests. It's not just that you didn't shoot anybody. You didn't punch anybody in the face. That's not, there's way more to it than that. So are you so stupid that you don't know that? Or are you just lying bastards? Ding, 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 ding. I think we got it. Also, they might be this stupid. So I don't think so, though. This is not a case of terminal stupidity. It's a case of treating the readers as if they were stupid. Because a lot of the readers actually do believe that you can protest any way you want to, as long as you're not punching somebody in the face. Well, I'm sorry that this education had to come from me. You know, instead of someone from your side. And notice how this is painted. Oh, the Biden administration is going after people simply because of their beliefs. That's bullshit. Bullshit. The DOJ doesn't care what these people believed. This wasn't about someone's faith. I want to talk about that faith in a moment. This might go a little long. So, the DOJ, what do they have to say? Lawyers for the DOJ argue that the trial was about the defendant's actions, not their beliefs, because their protest violated federal law. There you go. There you go. So these protesters either thought they weren't violating the law. Oh, heavens forfend, I didn't know. Or they knew they were violating the law, and now they're just lying about it. Ding, 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 Christians. Right. Let me switch over to another article. There are a couple of things I want to say about this. I just want to lay down some of the details. Okay, you're just peacefully protesting, but what we find out when we go to local news, you know, that's not Christian news. It was actually a blockade. It was more than that. It was worse than that. You know, this wasn't just people, you know, within the 8 feet or whatever the distance is from the door, just peacefully and quietly praying. Right? Because if you're outside of that bubble of non-interference, there's a literally a number of feet that you have to be from these clinic entrances. They could stand outside of that bubble and do their performative prayers all they want. But they don't. That's not what they're doing. They don't, because they don't give a damn about prayer either. This isn't about prayer. I'll come back to this. No, they want to be close enough to be intimidating to people going in and out of the clinic. They want to perform blockades. They want to do all kinds of things that they know are against the law. And then when they talk about it, if they get arrested, then they say, oh, we're just peacefully praying. Liars. May you burn in whatever hell you believe in. So from a better article, a group of anti-abortion protesters who blockaded a Mount Juliet reproductive care clinic were found guilty of several felonies by a federal judge on Tuesday. Each could face up to 10 and a half years in prison and $260,000 in fines. I hope they get the maximum. I'm hoping for the maximum. Get these people out of here. Let them, you know, they want to be persecuted for Jesus. Let them. You got it. So, let's see. The six protesters. Now, you see different numbers in different articles, 6, 7, 11. Some talk about the last four. Okay. They were all convicted. So they're just talking about different groups of them at different times. So here are the six protesters were convicted of charges, including conspiracy and violating the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances. That's the FACE Act. We've talked about it before. For blocking entrances to the to the health clinic in 2021, more than a year before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. During the blockade, which lasted over 2 hours, protesters accused a patient trying to enter the clinic of coming to kill her baby. According to court documents, one of the defendants, it gives names here, Coleman Boyd. 10 years in prison, Coleman. How are your parents working for you now? Brought his minor children with him to participate in the blockade. The Christian Post doesn't talk about that. Now, that looks bad. Let's not mention that. It's not like they didn't have the facts. They know. They're picking and choosing what they're talking about in the way they talk about it. You know, they allegedly did this, right? Brought his minor children. How minor? I don't know. 7, 17, I don't know. They were minors. Okay, brought his minor children, multiples, with him to participate in the blockade and had his daughter follow a patient into the women's restroom. Oh, yeah. These people were going for it. That's what we're looking at here, all right? This is why they were convicted, because they were doing some shit. They weren't just standing inside of the bubble and praying. By the way, they should be convicted for that. That's just not what they were doing. They were doing way worse, right? All right. I'm going to pop back over to, let me see if they mention it here. I know they do. Let's see if I can find it. I don't see it. So let me pop back over to the Christian Post. There's a fact here that if you've been with me this long, you're going to want to hear this. Okay. You're going to love it. Carolyn Davis. I know that you guys remember Carolyn Davis because you remember all of the podcasts that I do. Actually, I don't even remember all the podcasts I do. Carolyn Davis, this sounds familiar. I think I spoke about her in regards to this some months ago. The name seems very familiar. Carolyn Davis. So what happened to her? It says, is the only one of the protesters who escaped conviction. But how did she do that? She was one of the lead protesters. She escaped. How? Was God on her side? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Escaped conviction after she struck a plea deal to become a government witness. Yeah. She just turned him in. She's like, yeah, man, I'm okay lying for Jesus, but I ain't going to jail for Jesus. Let me tell you who all was involved. Let me tell you what they did. How did they get all this information? Carolyn Davis. You know, the hero of this story once upon a time. Just betrayed her fellow conspirators for Jesus. Betraying for Jesus. You ought to be ashamed. Christians, you ought to be ashamed. Never mind, Carolyn. She has no shame. Don't care. You guys defending this stuff, this is what you're defending. These people do not have the courage of their convictions. They just don't. They're not being honest. There's nothing honest about this endeavor at all. I could respect an honest protest where you're willing to do a protest and then go to jail for your crimes. You know, be a martyr. You want the persecution, you got it. So you do the thing and you go down for Jesus gloriously. Singing his praises. No, she sang, but to a different tune. A plea deal. Yeah. I'll be your witness. Oh, man. Okay. Theological corner here for a moment. I know how much Christians love hearing me talk theology. So here you go. Here's your theological corner. Just for theological reasons, these people ought to go to jail for 10 and a half years and have to pay $260,000, which they will never pay a penny of because just GoFundMe campaigns. So don't worry about that. Not a one of them is going to pay a penny. But they ought to go to jail and get fined for theological crimes. Because their praying outside of the clinics, their antics outside of the clinics, has nothing to do with their personal faith. You know, when people try to get off with these faith exemptions, there ought to be a faith tribunal. You know, people who actually know the claims of the faith and be able to call bullshit on people when they say, "Oh, you're violating my faith." No, actually, we know. We know what your religion says, all right? We know what your sacred texts say. But in case you don't, this idea that, you know, they're doing this performative demonstration of prayer inside of the blockade. We're just talking about the prayer. Never mind all of the stalking and, harassment. Quiet, peaceful praying inside the blockade. The reason they're doing it is so that they can be close enough to the entrance to physically be a barrier and a mode of intimidation for people. And why are they doing that? Because they could stand just a few feet away and do the same thing, perfectly legal. Why aren't they doing it? Because if they stood a few feet away, if they stood outside of the buffer, it wouldn't have the same intimidating effect. They're going for the intimidation, not the prayer. And this should insult every Christian, because if you are praying, presumably you are trusting God to do God things. They don't trust God to do shit. They're not trusting in God with this prayer. They would just pray in their prayer closet at home otherwise. But they want to be seen, okay, so they could be seen just outside of the buffer zone. They'd be seen. I think that's worse, but fine. Be seen. Trust God and be seen. They're not trusting God for shit, because they know that their prayer won't accomplish anything if it's just faithful, honest, quiet prayer. What they're actually doing is trusting in themselves and their power of intimidation. They are not trusting in God in his power to change hearts. Now, Christians, when you defend these kinds of stunts, you are also committing this theological crime. And you need to take a step back, because if you wonder why your churches are shrinking, it's because of stunts like this that so blatantly go against your claims of faith that nobody can stomach it. And people with a half a brain, they see the hypocrisy. And then when they see you defending this stuff online, they see the hypocrisy. They don't want anything to do with it. The churches are shrinking because of you. Because of crap like this, because you don't have the courage of your convictions like Carolyn Davis, and you don't have the courage of your faith. You don't have the faith that you claim to. You are a hypocrite. If you, on the one hand, talk about how powerful prayer is, and on the other hand, try to negate the power of prayer because you don't think it's going to work, and instead try to do it with your own power. That's what's going on here. Yeah, that's what real Christianity looks like. Real Christianity. Boots on the ground, butts in the pews. Christianity. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Until next time, email. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.